Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 31. Even a hoe can be a housewife. In this journey called life, we are all known for something, good or bad. Scandals, good or bad. Everything that you go through in life is part of the makeup of you. Even though we go through things in life and we question why we have to go through this or that, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So God sometimes will allow us to go through some things. And there are some things that we go through that attach themselves to us. So people begin to call you something. And what they're calling you or what they are naming you for is a situation in life, not necessarily who you are.
Amen.
We have to be careful and prayerful how we respond to people. Just because you told a lie in the office on me and you call me something, but I know it's not true, I don't necessarily need to respond
to you.
Just because someone believes a particular thing about you, you don't necessarily have to defend yourself.
That's right.
If you know who you are in Christ. For the truth of the matter is, what you say about me really doesn't matter. What matters is what I say about myself. So what man may know of you is not necessarily the ministry in which God is calling you into.
All right, man.
Sometimes the person that looks the worst, you know, that person that used to hang out in the club?
All right, man.
They'll open it up and they'll shut it down.
That's right.
You know that person that kept getting arrested time after time for the same thing, and you know what she do for a living. You know it involves a pole. We come to church and we act all holy. Like somebody in here this morning didn't make your living in a strange way. God knows you.
Yes, he does.
And in spite of what God knows about you, he still chose you.
Yes.
Now what's confusing is man doesn't understand why God would choose you. Because you've been through something. Because your name is not clean. Because people sometimes look down on you and God is saying, that's the one I need. One that don't mind getting dirty for me. One that has no pride, no ego, that's just going to come to me and say, Lord, I tried it my way. Here, have your way with me. Sometimes the stuff that God allows you to go through, it's the stuff that is your saving grace. It may not feel good when you're going through it, but God has a plan and God has a purpose, but he has to use everything that involves pain to push you to the passion that he's calling you in. If anybody should have took a seat and not stood for anything, it's Rahab the harlot. Just in case you dropped out of school really early, harlot means whore, prostitute. It's in the Bible. But somehow we open this morning in Hebrews chapter 11, and there's but two women that is in the hall of faith, Sarah and Rahab the prostitute. If I didn't trust the Bible, I'll examine it and say, how did the prostitute get in the hall of faith?
All right.
How can someone sell their body, commit adultery, but end up in the hall of faith? Just like God is using you. Oh, I know. You didn't sell your body. You just sold out your faith. You didn't sell your body. You just sold out on the principles that God placed in you. You didn't sell your body. You just lost your character. You didn't sell your body. You just lost your integrity. The same spiritual adultery today. Rahab the harlot. Rahab find herself in a bed and breakfast in the biblical days. She has this big old house that strangers are coming by, and she take them in and she'll allow them to rent a room. One day two spies came along, and Rahab knew of the spies, for she had heard about their God. Somebody in your life may not like you, but they heard about your God. They may never open the Bible to read about your God. They just gonna read you to see how you act on a Friday night, to see where they catch you coming from on a Saturday night. They just gonna read you. I wonder what they're walking away with. So Rahab said, I'll invite the spies in. So the spies come in, and when the spies came in, she agreed to house, to hide the spies.
All right, ma'am.
So they come in, and she hides them, and the king comes along, and when the king comes, he's looking for the spies because he understands two spies is now in his city trying to scope out the land. Listen, everybody in your life you call friends, some of them are spies.
That's
some of them just trying to scope out what God is doing in your life. But you have to be careful when you begin to invite people in your life, because sometimes the people that you are inviting in are the same people that will hurt you. The truth of the matter is, I can't stab you unless you're close to me. I'm not worried about my enemies. I'm not worried about them, because I got my eyes on them. It's you that is behind me. You that's supposed to be covering me. It's you that got my back. You're the one that's stabbing. Rahab the harlot. She brings the spies in, and she says, I'll agree to hide you. And so everybody is looking for the spies, but she is hiding them. Satan comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's looking for a way into you. And so what he brings you is your past. You remember when? I remember when I did it. I was there. I don't need you to throw that back up to me. I remember who I was, what I used to do. I remember all that. And what I know is the God that I serve, he's a forgiving God. The God that I serve, he will take that and cast it into a lake and remember it no more. So you can't beat me up by where I've been, because where I've been is no indication to where I'm going. As a matter of fact, it's because of where I've been that shows me I'm going somewhere in life. The spies, and she hides the spies, and she's doing all this, and it's in a city called Jericho. And what Jericho is this big fortress. It's like a military base. And you know, in life, we'll always have obstacles. Always have walls. Always have people that are trying to stop you. But when God calls you, can't nobody stop you. When God ordains you, anoints you. I don't care if they don't like you. God will make that very person your footstool. I don't care if they've been lying on you all along. God somehow will flip the script on them, and the same person that used to hate you, now they are blessing to you. God can do all things but fail if you just trust in him. Have you ever been in a place where people walked out and you had to trust God and you were all alone, just you and God, and the odds were against you? It was a setup for God, because what God was saying is that when the numbers are against you, I'm just right for a blessing, baby. I sometimes will stack stuff against you just to show you I'll walk you through something you won't look like where you've been. I'll walk you out of something you won't smell like them. You know what? You just got it up, because God will turn them out in your life. I said he'll turn it around. Have you ever been going one way? Things weren't going right, but you found yourself on bending knees. All of a sudden, God turned your little situation around. Will he turn it around? Looking out for the spies.
All right.
And she says to them, I'm going to send you out. Now, when you go out to spy, when you come home, it may not look like how you left it.
All right.
I need to talk to somebody. That the situation that you in this morning, it doesn't look like the life that you plan. Because you didn't plan the pregnancy. You didn't plan the divorce. You didn't plan the sickness. But all of a sudden, it creeps into your life. What do you do when life doesn't look like the picture that you painted? What do you do when rejection is in your picture? What do you do when letdown after letdown is in your picture? You can't blot it out, but God can. Sometimes God will even leave it there. Just a holy reminder that in spite of what they know about you, I'm still able. And I'm still God. But God, do you know about my credit? Yeah, I know about your credit. But let me show you my favor. God, do you know that I just got laid off? Yes, I know that. But didn't I promise to supply all of your needs? God, do you know what they're saying about me? What they're trying to do? I know that. But didn't I tell you that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper? But God, do you realize I find myself always on the backside of something, always trying to catch up? But didn't I tell you I created you to be the head and not the tail? I know why you were birthed. I know why you're here. You're sitting worried about something, and God is saying, but that's not the plan that I have for you. I know where I'm taking you. All I need you to do is ride by faith. By faith. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You're not going to see what God is doing in your life, but he says, just walk it out, baby. He says, you're not going to feel me all the time. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're all alone, but baby, just hold on to me in the spirit. Sometimes it's going to seem like God himself has turned his back on you, but God says, I never leave you, never forsake you. And if God is there, I don't care if you walk out, so long as he doesn't walk out. Now, if God walks out, I got a problem, because you walked out. You only made room for somebody else. So walk in. I need you to go. a sudden, you see if God begins to move. And when God begins to move, the stuff that used to be a challenge, now you just slide right in. The stuff you used to worry about, no, baby, I'm not worried about that anymore. And because I know that God has my back. So Rahab says, when you come back, it won't look like what you left.
All right.
She says, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. She says, I'll take a red rope.
All right now.
And I'll hang it on the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the red rope is an indication to how you get home.
All right.
We were living in sin. And God sent Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hung on a cross.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, I'll take the curtain that has been separating us.
Yeah.
He says, I'll rip it down.
Yeah.
But I'll stain it in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah. All
right. He says, now, if you want to know how to get home,
all right,
just follow
the
red rope.
All right.
Just follow the red rope.
Yeah.
Whenever you find yourself need to be lifted, just grab hold to the red rope.
Yeah.
Whenever you need guidance, just attach yourself to the red rope.
Right.
Whenever you get lost, just look up to the windows and see the red rope. That's why your Bible tells you that when you begin to go through something, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. In other words, if you come after me, after my will, he says, I'll give you everything else. Just don't lose touch of the red rope. See, it is through the red rope that God lifts us out of our situation and pulls us into a spirit realm. It is through the red rope that when you feel like letting go, God has tied you and tangled you so deeply into him, even when you wanted to let go, you couldn't let go. Even when you wanted to quit, you still couldn't quit, because God says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, he says, I'll show you a way out. And even when you're tired and you feel like you can't come out, he says, I'll pull you through. Have you ever been going through something and God pulled you through that mess? Have you ever got yourself stuck in something and God snapped you through it? See, I know stuff like that don't mean anything to some folk, because you've never been stuck. I need to talk to some folk who've been stuck in a stinking situation and God pulled you through. Until you're stuck, you don't know the power of God. And so she says, I'm going to leave the rope up. And so she finds herself in a situation where she's protecting folk that she doesn't even believe in. She simply heard of their God. Through hearing, your faith is increased. She heard, and her faith increased. God says, I'll reward you. I'll put your name in the hall of faith.
All right, man.
An old prostitute.
An
old nobody. An old nothing. Just like you and I. But if he did it for her, I wonder what he wants to do for you this morning. I wonder what God is willing to write down next to your name if you'll just follow him in faith. The Bible declares that she did not perish because she believed. Just a little faith makes a difference. God didn't require much of her. Just say, believe in me. Just believe that I am. In the midst of you going through something, in closing, I want to challenge you not to look at your situation or your circumstance, but just to believe what he said. I know it would look crazy, because how can I be unemployed yet believe in a pay raise. I have nothing. And he says, if you'll believe it, I'll show it to you. If you'll believe it, I'll do it for you. All I need for you to do is just to have the faith in God. If you have the faith in God, he says, I'll do everything else for you. He only wants you to believe. See, when you begin to believe God, you have to surrender yourself, come under his will, his authority.
Yes.
In other words, you have to be a fool for God. Have you ever been sold out for God? I'm talking about everybody told you to stop praying, stop believing, it'll never happen, that's impossible, but your crazy self kept on believing. And look at you today, not living where you used to live. Look at you today, not driving what you used to drive, but look at you today, not looking like you used to look, but look at you today, just because you believed in God.
Alright.
Just because of faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God took a whore and brought her into the house. And she became the great, 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 great grandmother of Jesus. Of Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Great, 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 great grandmother. Was a prostitute. Tell me again where you're coming from. Tell me again where you're starting from. Tell me again why you can't make it to where you want to go. Where he started from. To where he ended. You don't choose your family members. God chooses that. You're here this morning because somebody, those great, 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 prayed for you. You're receiving the blessings this morning of the second and the third and the fourth and the ninth generation because your forefathers prayed for you. And you're a beneficiary of it this morning. We need to be praying for our children. We need to be praying for our children. Where you start is no indication to where you end. When you came this morning, maybe you came in sin. There's no indication to where you can go today. As we open the doors of the church, and if I'm ministering to you because you came in sin, why don't you try leaving justified by him? In spite of what you walked in with, you can leave totally changed. If you're here this morning, you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you to come. If you're here this morning, this morning, if you die today, do you know where you're going? No, no, not that thing, not maybe. Do you know where you're going? The Bible declares to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you know him, if you don't know him, as long as there's a heaven, there's a hell. Church home, you come. blessed today. Again, we say to all the mothers, Happy Mother's Day to you. We certainly thank you for coming out and for sharing with us this morning. We love you and we